You're on Texas Standard Time.
We were talking there about concerns immigration officials might make mistakes in the field. Unlikely? Well, consider this. In late June, a Dallas-born American citizen was detained by the Border Patrol. He was on his way to a college soccer tryout when he was stopped at a checkpoint in Falfurrias. He presented his state-issued identification and was detained for 3 weeks. He's back with his family now. For more, we go to the reporter who broke this story. Obed Manuel covers immigration and Latinx issues in Dallas. He's with the Dallas Morning News. Obed, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Yeah, no, thanks so much for highlighting the story.
Tell us a little bit about this young man. What's his name and why was the Border Patrol interested in him?
Yeah, so Francisco Galicia, 18-year-old, as he was basically going through a border checkpoint in Falfurrias, Texas, you know, he was carrying a Texas ID, his Social Security card, and a birth certificate. But Border Patrol basically doubted it because his younger brother, Marlon, he is undocumented. So both brothers were heading up to Ranger College here in North Texas for a soccer scouting event.
Right.
Multiple schools had expressed interest in both brothers. But the brother was born in Mexico and he, you know, lacked legal status. He was detained and then deported 2 days later. What happened with Francisco is that when he was fingerprinted by CBP, an old tourist visa that his mother took out for him came up in the system. So that immediately sort of brought up some concerns because when she filed for that visa, she claimed that he was born in Mexico.
Oh.
I mean, that immediately causes and raises a flag for Border Patrol. And the problem here, I talked to an attorney yesterday who said, if they think you're in the country legally, they basically have right to hold you.
So is all of this raised red flags for border officials. So
what
I'm trying to understand here is this doesn't sound like a case of mistaken identity so much as it was that once they matched the fingerprints, their records showed that, in fact, he was born in Mexico. He was not born in the U.S., despite the fact that he held a state-issued ID. And you have to have, of course, a Social Security number for that.
Right, right. And so, you know, that immediately brought up confusion for CBP. And you know, again, there's always more to a story. And so, you know, upon hearing that, you know, we still reached out to CBP for comment and, you know, why did it still, it still took more than 3 weeks, right? It took the attorney and frankly, it took some national attention on the issue for them to find sort of, I guess, verify his documents. His mother told me yesterday that around 2 p.m. yesterday, the ICE officer who was handling the case called her and said, oh, we verified your son's documents. And, you know, we know that he's a citizen. We know that he's U.S. born, and then his papers were not indeed false as they thought.
Yeah. So within 24 hours of your story going viral, he's released.
Yeah. It's you know, you always hear about these sort of cases in other parts of the country, and this time it was one of my stories, and it's kind of weird, but you know, it's important, I think, for transparency, because I think, you know, he's not the first U.S. citizen to be detained and being close to deportation proceedings. The LA Times did an analysis from 2002 to 2017, I believe. They found that more than 2,000 U.S. citizens had been listed as being eligible for deportation. And I'm not really sure how that happens. That is something that there needs to be a bit more transparency on how that works, on how ICE operates and how this can happen to a U.S. citizen. You know, it is a little bit confusing, but that's why we've reached out to them for comment, and since Monday, at least, we have not heard back from them at all.
So they have not explained at all why they held him for so long.
No, the explanation of this visa situation, you know, the tourist visa, that came from the attorney Claudia Galan, who is representing him and his family. So she's the one who sort of filled us in on that.
What about his brother? What happened to his brother?
So his brother, he is now living in Reynosa, which is a pretty dangerous border city in northern Mexico. And I've talked to him on the phone a couple of times now, and he's obviously scared. I mean, he's a 17-year-old. He wants to be with his mom. I don't know what the future holds for him, but for now, I mean, he's been deported.
Obed Manuel, the Dallas Morning News, will link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Obed, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
No, thank you so much for having me.